Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, as always, Randy Engston.
Yep, we're here. We're doing it.
We're doing the thing. All right, we're continuing our series of the 7 habits of winning gyms. We've covered the first 4. We're going into number 5. Winning gyms seek the competitive edge. Okay, what do I mean by this one? So winning gyms and gym owners, the way they act is they see an opportunity and they squeeze everything they can out of a specific opportunity. I'll give you a couple examples. For example, the Grow Summit. We just got back from the Grow Summit. We had all these opportunities to meet vendors and ask questions and go to dinners and go to the happy hour things. And all that stuff was all part of the event. Winning gyms go to all of those things. They shake hands, they meet people, they ask questions, they network, and they do all of those things. And I know, for an introverted person, that's very difficult to go into a room where you don't know anybody and start shaking hands, right? But the end of the day, it's your obligation to find out what everybody's doing, get your questions answered, and find out what's out there.
Yeah. I mean, we hear all the time, you don't know what you don't know. That's probably right. The fastest, easiest way to start to figure out what you don't know.
Right, right. And so that's one example. Another example that I think is more relevant is technology. So technology moves fast. AI is moving fast. Facebook ads went fast. And there's all these opportunities that get presented to an owner of an operation, and you have to make a decision. And it's either you switch or you don't switch. So we were just talking about our CRM. We should probably switch, right? Like the opportunities that happen and they come up right now, I believe the biggest opportunity is AI. If you're refusing to look at AI as something that could help your business, then you're not a winning gym. Winning gyms look at something, they see the opportunity, and they say, okay, how can we leverage this new tool, skill, you know, software, whatever it is, to win? And if you were around, if your gym was around prior to 2014, there was a time that, you know, Facebook was coming online. Well, Facebook was around, but it wasn't the ads platform yet. There was a lot of gyms that never adopted social media early on. And you think about that now, like, oh my gosh, eventually everybody adopts, but it's those early adopters that get the biggest prizes.
Absolutely.
Then Facebook ads came around, and literally it was like stealing. If you weren't doing it, what were you doing? If you weren't running ads for your gym, really, what were you doing? And a winning gym, and again, when I say winning gym, I'm talking about the owner mostly, you know, like the owner needs to be the one says, hey, you know what? There's an opportunity here. Let's learn about it and let's figure out a way to make it work for us.
Yeah.
They test things. They try different marketing strategies. They go into their gyms and they say, what if we did this differently? What would happen? They constantly are evaluating their systems and processes, their product itself, and say, hey, you know what? What if we did this differently? What if we brought clients in over here in this side of the gym and we kind of did our dynamic warm-ups over here and then we went to this side? Or what if we rearranged the gym to be better? What if we didn't do every half hour, we did every hour? There's a great example. I have just had a call with one of our newest Iron Circle members, and he's doing something that I hadn't heard of that actually makes a lot of sense. So instead of it doing every hour on the hour, that's what we do. He does every 40 minutes. And I was like, well, why every 40 minutes? So you're telling me you start at 5 a.m., they have a 5:40, then a 6 whatever, and then a 7:10, and a so that gets sloppy. He goes, yes, but by doing it this way, it allowed us to get 16 more sessions into the day. Because when those people at 40 minutes, the clients are coming off of the racks and we've moved them over to the other side of the gym, we can bring another group of people in and we can start them over here while they're finishing on this side. When you have a smaller gym, that's the things you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a winning gym owner. He's obviously just moved into the Iron Circle, but this is a guy that said, what if we did it differently?
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that I'm trying to explain here, that winning gyms seek the competitive edge. Like they look at things differently in opportunities that come up, but also in how they do their business.
I think there's a big part of it too, and the Iron Circle is a great example of it, where you have to get out of the echo chamber, right? A lot of the things that have done in fitness, whether it be lifetime foundation memberships or the way something is serviced, team training taken off over the last 10 years, now that's kind of become, you know, almost commodity. A saturated commodity market, you know, you have to always be looking for, like you said, the competitive edge. And sometimes it does require you to get away from just the four walls of your business and look outside of it. And that's one of the things I love about the Iron Circle and the presenters that we bring in. They are the best in their realm, regardless of what that realm is, right? It could be leadership development, could be customer service, could be maybe tech or AI, but they're not necessarily already doing it in the gym. And so when we expose gym owners to that type of thought or something that's happening outside of our industry, we get to pull from that success that they're seeing over there, apply it to our businesses and get a win with that knowledge, with that education. And unfortunately, you know, when you're only around the same conversations and the same things that, you know, people are discussing, it becomes the norm, right? Like you aren't exposed to the differences. You don't get that ability for that competitive edge.
Everybody's doing the same thing, right?
Correct. And, you know, you're trying to figure out how to do it either maybe differently or just lean to what the most successful ones doing that do. You know what I mean? You're not really getting, I would say, a competitive edge as much as you are the best of how it's been done type of thing.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah, well, think about the competitive edge in your current market. Like, what is everybody else doing, right? What is everybody in your market doing? Most likely, it's large group training. It's class-based. It's one to many, like 20 people, Orange Theory at 45 is probably in your market, boot camps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the competitive edge would be, let's not do what they're doing. That's a red ocean. Let's go do semi-private training. Let's be the most expensive in town. Let's provide the best in class service. And let's run a totally different model, but we don't need 500 people. We need 100.
Yeah.
And we can make, you know, $600,000 a year with 100 people type of thing.
And we've talked about it before too, even when it comes to marketing, you know, everybody looks at what their competitors are running as far as their front end offers and things like that. And the problem is just because they're running, it doesn't mean that it's working either. But when you're seeking out what your competition's doing and then you go and do the same thing, you're already behind the eight ball, right? So go out there, look at what they're doing and then decide to do something different.
Right.
That's the competitive edge.
Well, it's very frustrating. A lot of times we'll come out with stuff and then sure enough, weeks later, a month later, the competitors are doing what we're doing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like with our ads. Yep. It's like, it's humorous in a way. And it's like, well, by the time they're trying to copy us, we're already on to the next thing type of thing. But it, this industry, probably more than many others, I'm not intimately as intimate with other industries as I am with the fitness industry, but in this industry, this is a copycatting.
Oh, God.
It's a copycat industry. It's it's bad. In fact, when Tim Sr., my dad, was working for us, he'd been in a lot of industries, sure. A lot of like corporate environments, hospitality, telecommunications, and he's had his own company. And he came to me one day, he goes, I don't understand what's wrong with your industry. Everybody is like copying everybody else and they just steal things. And it's just like, I know, it's just the way it is. I don't know what to say. And is it because it's a business acumen or lack thereof type of situation where, well, it must be working if they're doing it. Let me just do what they're doing, or they're priced at this price, so that must be good. Let me do the same.
Yep.
I don't understand.
I don't either. And I think it's kind of the opposite of having that competitive edge. You know what I mean? We talk about the law of averages, and if you're going and you're just doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to fall in the middle of the success of everybody else that's doing that, yeah. Right? The competitive edge is being the person that's going to skate first to where the puck's going, is challenging what the industry's considered norm for a long time to see if something has legs, is testing when it comes to marketing, when it comes to the delivery, when it comes to all of these different things, and figuring out if it can be done a better way, without necessarily throwing all of your eggs into that basket. Well, but
it's a basic style moves that you make in your gym. I'll give you two really easy examples. Like, we were used to be monthly, now we're weekly. Now, it's so funny because we had seen weekly happening in Australia for like 5 years prior. It's like, why do they do that? Everybody in the US is, but the thing is, I always like pushed it away. Like, this is our, they're always behind us because they're typically behind, like, yeah, Australia is pretty far behind us, except for that one thing. I would just have said, what if we did it differently? Back then, we'd probably been way ahead of it, but it doesn't matter. We changed. It was a huge benefit. We had 99 cents to every bill. Like, that was something we changed in our pricing. So, you know, $99.99 instead of 99 even. Like, it adds over $10,000 a year, and nobody even flinches at 99 cents, right? Yeah. So that's just our price points.
And you know, and at the same conversation, gym owners are trying to figure out how to, like, not pay credit card processing fees.
That's so seeking the competitive edge.
Yeah. So, do you do a pass-through fee? Or, like, I like the idea of the 99 cents because you probably self-liquidate near the cost of what your transaction fees are.
Not even close. Because, like, our transaction fee, it depends on the volume, I guess,
sure,
of your business. Yeah, you're going to make 10 extra grand a year. Some of that's going to go to fees anyway. But then, you know, like, 3% of 100,000 is 3 grand a month.
A month, yeah.
That's 36,000. You're not, 99 cents is.
And it might not be a 1-to-1, but at least you're not. The point of that is, right, 99 cents didn't affect a single relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Moving to a pass-through fee to where you're now showing your consumer, hey, for every transaction, you're going to be charged that full fee. That is a conversation that every consumer is going to see. It doesn't sit as well with a lot of them.
It's funny, though. Every other business does it.
All the time.
They all do it. And we're afraid to do it because I think the product
mm-hmm.
and service that the fitness industry offers compared to a beer or a steak.
A meal, yeah.
That you see the fees. Like, you've already committed to that. Like, you can't just cancel that meal. You've already done it. You know what I mean?
And it also goes back to the fact that, like, we talk about, right, so the product is a little bit, it's not a desirable product in the grand scheme of what people have the option of buying, right? We sell delayed gratification and hard work. It's not in the scope of what you're going to go sell. It is definitely an uphill battle in fitness compared to somebody choosing to put gas in their car or go to, you know, have dinner with their family, that type of thing. Or even other services where something's done to you as opposed to you doing the work, right? So there's a million reasons why the product is difficult, but it's also the relationship, right? This person is with us multiple times a week. There are a few industries where that relationship continues. I mean, you might have a PT or a chiro, But what do you do? The average is like 8 to 12 sessions, and then you're not with them anymore, right? We're asking somebody to do that with us in a month, and then do that the next month and the next month for years. And I think, you know, some of those businesses can keep it transactional, where we have to keep it a lot more relational.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So winning gyms seek the competitive edge in everything that they do, including adding the 99 cents or doing weekly payments or being the first on AI or being semi-private when everybody else is large group training or using semi-private pro as a delivery system as a unique mechanism for to beat everybody else. Like, there's a million examples of opportunities that are leveraged versus the opposite of a winning gym would be, what's everybody else doing? Let me not test anything. Let me just wait and see what happens, what everybody else is doing. So let me see what they're doing. I'll steal that. Let me do what they're doing. I'll steal that. And have nothing that gives you an advantage over anybody else and sitting back and waiting for to see what's the silver bullet this month. And that's what a losing gym does. Losing gyms do what everybody else is doing. Don't be a loser gym. Be a winning gym. Seek the competitive edge, always test, look forward, see how you can beat your market, and that's going to help you win, guys. Hopefully that helps you. That's habit number 5. On to the next one, guys. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.